We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Taruvos, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Vov, Vezehu Remez Sheosur Litchoikes Hashoah, Kemuvan Medvorazal Bekama Mekoimos. With this, we can learn one of the most important lessons in coming close to Hashem or in bringing others close to Hashem that requires tremendous patience. Not to try to do something before its time, before the right time. Not to try to force something before the right time. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Siman, in Torah Chof, in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, and in many other places. Even though the building of this Heichal HaKodesh is very precious, as we said. This is the greatest respect for Hashem. This is the greatest honor to Hashem when people who are not religious become religious. When they become religious, it's something spectacular. Still, it's critical that we know that we're not allowed to try to make something happen before its time, before the right time. Val zeh emar, and about this, the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, Kapitel Zayim, lo yisuchal kaloisom maher. Hashem is talking about the Jews going into Eretz Yisrael. And before the Jews went into Eretz Yisrael, the land was occupied by other nations. And Hashem says, we're going to get rid of them. We are going to get rid of them. We're going to throw all of them out, but slowly, shwaya shwaya, can't be done. You cannot destroy them quickly, it says. Loisucha lechalois kaloisa maher. She'yefsher lechalois ulevayar hasitrachra vaklipois maher bepamachas. You can't destroy the sitrachra or the klipois quickly in one shot. But rather, ma'at ma'at agarshena miponecho. Hashem says, slowly, slowly, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, I'll chase them away from you. Ad asher tifro v'nechalta esoretz. Until you'll be zeicha to grow and you will inherit the land. Al kein ikar hatikun al yidei b'china Shabbos. Therefore, based on what we've been speaking about, the main tikkun is through Shabbos. Even though during the 6 days of the week, we're working, we're running around, we're turning the world over, mamashut, and on Shabbos, supposedly, we're doing nothing or next to nothing. 99% of our work is shut down on Shabbos. Still, ikar ha-tikkun al yidei b'china Shabbos, shu b'chinas ha-kedusha shel ha-tzadik ho-emes. Shabbos represents the kedusha of the tzadik. We mentioned before from the Zohar HaKadosh that the tzaddik is called Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's students called him Shabbos. She'ikar iskenu bozeh hu rak al yodoi ubekoichoi, where our main involvement in this avoid of trying to bring people who are far from kedusha close to the kedusha, trying to be mevatel isur. All of that has to be through him, through the tzaddik emes, and with his power. Ki ein onu yodea, ki ein itonu yodea admo ech lasik bazeh, because we have no idea how to go about this. Machmas kol amavur aleil, because of everything we explained earlier, that this is one of the most difficult things in Judaism, to take a human being who has free choice, bechira, and to try to change him. A person who's been living a major part of his life a certain way, not religious, not keeping mitzvahs, nota, and you want to try to convince him, number one, about faith in Hashem, faith in tzaddikim, and to change his whole way of life. So we have no way, we have no idea how to go about that. Rak tzrichim b'chol pam lizkor es ha-Shabbos. Therefore, we have to constantly remember the Shabbos, Shehu b'chinas kedushas hatzadik ho'emes, which is the tzadik, shehu b'chinas menucha u'shvisa u'bitul. And Shabbos represents rest and nullifying ourselves. Shaydei zeh daiko meir Hashem Yisborach es einei kol hachafetzim b'emes l'man shmo Yisborach. And by doing that, by remembering the Shabbos, by remembering the tzadik, Hashem helps us all those people who really want to do the right thing for Hashem's kavod, Hashem shows them Eich lasek bebinyan hakodesh hazeh, how to be involved, how to succeed at building this holy structure, this mishkan, this heichal hakodesh, lekarev nefoshes l'Hashem yisborach be'emes, how to really succeed in bringing people close to Hashem. Shezeh mutal al kol echod miYisrael horoitze l'skarev l'Hashem yisborach be'emes. Rav Nosson Zal repeats this again now. Listen carefully, that this is an obligation of every single Jew who really wants to come close to Hashem. Every single Jew who really wants to come close to Hashem cannot be selfish. He can't keep his religion to himself. He has to want to share it with others. Again, it's very delicate because some people, they want to help others but with a sledgehammer, with all kinds of stupid or terrible ways of doing it, where they get people to run the other way or they make a chil Hashem. Obviously, you have to be very careful with this. But we need to know that this is an obligation. This is part of being Jewish. It's not that we proselytize. It's not like we try to force, we try to convert other people. However, we're interested in being makar of other people. There's a big difference between trying to force people or coerce them or looking carefully to see who is a real viable candidate, who has no real justified negative feelings about Hashem or about religion or anything like that, where we see a potential in this person's their eyes being opened to see the real truth, and to be able to share with them the most special thing in our lives. The most special thing in our lives by far is our faith, our emunah in Hashem, our emunah tzadikim. Shekemoi shechiyuv olav loshuv l'Hashem yisborach o leskarav elav yisborach, just as it's an obligation for every single Jew to return to Hashem and to come close to Hashem, so too it's an obligation to speak to your friends and to bring them close to the ultimate truth, and each one should receive from the other one, each one should benefit from the other one. Again, it's not a one-way street. It's not, I'm the rabbi, you're the student, you shut up and I'll tell you. That's not how it works in Yiddishkeit. There's this umekabel and dein men dein, where each one is able to benefit from the other one. Naturally, no two people are equal, identical. One could know more than the other. One could be more advanced than the other. One is supposed to show risk. Both of them have to respect each other. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos warns a rabbi about Yehi Chvoid Talmidcha Chovav Alav Kishaloch. Your student's respect should be as beloved to you as your own respect. Those to treat a student with respect, tremendous respect also. At the same time, each one to know their place, but each one to know that they're in a position to help the other one. The rabbi is not only helping the student is helping the rabbi. There's the case of when Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal, and at one point Rabbeinu Zal hinted him that it would be very appropriate for Rav Nosson Zal to give a pidyon, to give something to Rabbeinu Zal. So Rav Nosson Zal said, wow, I'm so happy you reminded me because I really wanted to. I've been wanting to, especially since I have a problem as far as children. Rav Nosson Zal's wife kept miscarrying and he wanted desperately to be able to have kids. So Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal said, like he was so excited that, he said he really wanted to show appreciation to Rabbeinu Zal for all the time he was giving him to. So Rabbeinu Zal smiled and he said, no, for that I have to pay you. No, it's for the fact that I'm teaching you and I'm being makar of you, for that I have to pay you. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, which we quoted in the previous year, Zako manda ochid biyoda dechayova, how lucky is a person who takes the hand of a person who's far from Hashem and tries to bring him close. So the one who's doing that, the Torah says about him how lucky he is. So Rav Elazar said, that I have to thank you for. I have to thank you that I have the privilege of teaching you. But Rav Elazar said, but anyway, you need things, and therefore I want you to give up. So Rav Nosson Zal at the time gave Rav Elazar 6 chairs, and Rav Nosson Zal had 6 children. Kanayin Ahura, you know, from that. Rav Elazar said to him, no, I don't need money, I need chairs. I need 6 chairs. Rav Nosson Zal was the one who was zoche to get the chairs for him at that time. So, we were talking about the issue of respect. You know, the mekablin dein mendein, that it's a win-win relationship. When somebody is being mekara of somebody else, of course the student has to appreciate. The student has to realize that it's a tremendous mesiras nefesh on the part of the teacher or the rabbi. At the same time, the rabbi has to appreciate. He has to know that it's one of the greatest privileges in the world to be zoche to teach Torah and to have who to teach it to have people who have ears, who want to listen. Kimavura harbe bedvorav zal, as is mentioned a lot throughout Rabbeinu Zal's Sforim, especially Besimen Lamedalid, chapter 34 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the different connections, a person's personal connection to Hashem, the person's connection to the tzaddik, and the person's connection to his friends, where they're sharing with each other. Ubelikute Tanina, Simen Zayin, Va'oid, and in many places in Likutei Imran. Avol I efshar lasik bozeh kim al yidei b'china Shabbos kanal. However, it's impossible for a person to do this and to succeed at it without the Shabbos. And again, we said Shabbos represents the tzaddik, and Shabbos represents this concept of bitul, this concept of not doing, stopping, no malacha. Vaydeze yecholin achar kach lehispalel tfilosoi l'Hashem Yisborach sheyaneu be'emes v'yoshioi leida eich linoig babinyan hazeh. And if a person keeps Shabbos, if a person shows the proper respect for the Shabbos, for the tzaddik, then the person will be able to really daven to Hashem properly, that Hashem should help him be zoche to know how to go about this. How do you go about building this Heichal HaKodesh, this most special thing for Hashem, this Mishkan? Eich legareish hora me'atzmoi u'me'hanefoshoi samiskarv me'lov al'idei eish ha'mishpot. How to get rid of my own evil, my own bad characteristics, my own evil desires, and also the evil desires and the evil of the people whom I'm trying to be makariv, through the Eish HaMishpot, using that fire of Mishpot that we spoke about, by the person constantly doing analysis on himself in his Hesperides, reviewing his deeds and recognizing his faults and talking them out with Hashem and begging Hashem to help him get rid of those faults, his midos rois, his tivus rois, veleda esmila rachek vesmila kariv. And again, to be able to know who to bring close and who not to bring close. Remember, we had the example of Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest tzaddik of all time, that the Torah tells us that in this, Moshe Rabbeinu erred to a small, in a tiny level, he made a mistake, in that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mekarev, the heir of Rav, because he knew that this could be the greatest nachas possible to Hashem. This could be the greatest accomplishment in the history of the world, if he could. But what he didn't know is that it wasn't the time yet. He wasn't wrong, he was right. The heir of Rav will become a Kuruv. You have to know when. And that's one of the most trickiest things here, the issue of timing. When it comes to talking to another person, you could say the same words. You say it at the wrong time, zero. You get a negative. The person will bite your head off. And you say it at the right time, and it's a home run. The person says, you're 100% right. I agree, and I'm with you all the way. How does one know that timing? Hashem. Hashem knows all the timing. V'ato noisen le'mesochlam be'itoi. Hashem gives us the parnosa at the right time. Hashem is the one who knows timing. You beg Hashem, guide me. I'm trying to bring this person close to you. Show me how to go about it. Show me when to talk, when to stop talking, when to listen, how hard to push. V'alkein b'minchas Shabbos oz oimrim v'ani s'filos ilocha Hashem eis rotzlein. And this is why when it comes to mincha on Shabbos, we say that incredible statement that I'm presenting my tefillah at an eis rotzlein, at a time when I know Hashem is most willing to accept it. Ki b'mincha shel kol yoim oz maschil lehistalik oir hayoim hazeh u'maschil b'chinas hayoim shebo achrov. Because every day, when mincha time comes, it means that the day that I'm in right now is starting to leave, the sun is starting to go down, the day is exiting, and the new day is about to start coming in. V'alkein ein oimrim tachnun b'chol tfilas ha-mincha ha-shayach le'eze yoim sheyesh boi toisves kedusha. And this is why we do not say tachnun in the mincha before a day that's a holiday, a day that we're not going to be, that has an additional Kedusha. For example, next week in Yetz Hashem, we're going to be celebrating, a week from today is going to be Shushan Purim, and those of us who are privileged to live in Yerushalayim are going to be celebrating Purim. So not only do we not say Tachnun both days of Purim, the 14th of Adar, the 15th of Adar, but even on the 13th of Adar, Mincha, we don't say Tachnun already. The mincha of the day before. Afal pi sheba'oisui hayoim bi'atzmoi ein boi toisvis kedusha. Even though on that day itself, the day before the holiday, there is no real additional kedusha. Kegoin mincha shel erev Rosh Chodesh ukiyotze. For example, let's say Rosh Chodesh is on a Tuesday. Monday is erev Rosh Chodesh. On Monday, there isn't any special Rosh Chodesh isn't happening on Monday. It's first happening on Tuesday. And yet, on the Mincha before, we're already not saying Tachnun. Ukiyotze, in similar instances. V'alkein, b'Shabbos, because already for Mincha time, or the day before, is when the new day is starting to come in. V'alkein, b'Shabbos, b'Mincha, she'oz somuch lifnois hayoim. And therefore, on Shabbos at Mincha time, when Shabbos is starting to leave, starting to close, utzrichin lehochin atzmoi lehamshich kedusha Shabbos al yemei achoel, and the person has to prepare himself to grab whatever he can from Shabbos and be able to push it into the weekday, to be able to take it with him into Sunday. Not to lose that light of Shabbos completely, but to be able to take whatever I possibly can from Shabbos and bring it into the week with me. Shenucha lasik bekoyach kedusha Shabbos bebinyan ha-hechel ha-kodesh kanal v'chanal, so that using the power of Shabbos, will be able to be involved in the 6 days of the week in building that mishkan, in building that hechel ha-kodesh. Alkein oimrim oz vanis filos hilach Hashem eis rotzayim. That's why we say this incredible sentence that we're presenting our tefillah Hashem at this Eis Rotzayim. Lahamshich al yidei kedusha Shabbos b'chinas hatfila hanal, so that what we're trying to do is use the holiness of Shabbos to be the backbone of our tefillah. That's going to be the support of this tefillah that we're presenting now. Shenizke beroiv chazdoi shi'anenu be'emes yishoi. That we should be zeicha through Hashem's great kindness, that He should help us with a true salvation. Meaning, shenizke leida eich lahamshich eish hamishpotanal. That we should be zeicha to know how to draw that fire of mishpot. Shenizke lishpoit atzmenu koroi, so that number one, we should know how to judge ourselves properly, how to analyze ourselves properly. Bo'ifen shenizke al yidei zeh levatel hora me'itonu, in a manner that'll help us, because they say diagnosis, a proper diagnosis is 90% of the solution, right? So if a person is always diagnosing themselves as being perfectly healthy spiritually, and he's very sick, that person's in big trouble. So the first step is for the person to be able to look at himself and see himself honestly, to really see all the things that are wrong with him, all the things that need to be corrected, so that he can be able to remove the ra from myself, umikol hanefoshos hamiskarvim eleinu, and also from all the other souls that are coming close to us. whether it's our wives and children, whether it's our friends, people we're trying to be makarav, all of those people. V'alkein noyagim lehiskabetz besuda shlishis b'yoyser v'lasik oz b'yoyser b'hiskarvus hanefoshos l'Hashem Yisborach. This is why it's the custom, especially among the Hasidim, that the most important, the highlight of the entire week is Suda Shlishit. That's the most important time that the tzaddik is giving over to his students or to anyone who comes to join the Suda Shlishit. Anyone who comes for that, that they're able to receive the most important lesson, the most important Torah, the most important Chizuk and Hisayrus of the whole week. Ki oz hazman hamesugul hazeh, because that's the timing that's best for this. Shabbos mincha time by Shalashuris. Mach masha oz yoytzei hashabbos v'oiskin lo hoysif michoyla lakoydesh. Because what's happening? Shabbos is leaving, and we're not saying bye, have a nice day, Shabbos. We're not saying that. We're saying, whoa, 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 don't go away so fast, Shabbos. I know Shabbos is over, but it's not over. I'm not willing to end Shabbos. I know Shabbos is over at 3 minutes to six, but I'm not stopping. I'm going to go till 6:15 or 6:30 because I want to be moisif mi kodesh alachol. I want to draw Shabbos into the weekday. Lahamshech kedusha Shabbos alimei achol shaydeze ikar hatikun shel hiskarvus hanefoshos. And this is what brings about the main tikkun of taking those people who are far from Kedusha, they're like weekday, and bringing them into the Kedusha, bringing them into the Shabbos, or bringing the Shabbos to them, obviously. Shehu b'chinas binyan ha-hechal ha-kodesh v'kanal. So therefore, the most opportune time in the week, the highlight of the week for that is Suda Shlishit. That's when the tzaddikim would get together with their students. That's when Hasidim get together to sing the most special zmiras and eating together and learning together at that time. To because that's as we're being moisif mishabes alachol, that's the best time for the tzaddik to be giving over to his students. The Shabbos to weekday is like the tzaddik to his students, to the ones who he wants to be makariv. Avul hoikar. But the main thing is to be doing just this, to be involved in being mekarev people to Hashem, to using that as an opportunity to bring people closer to Hashem, as they used to do, as the great tzaddikim of the previous generations used to do. Loi kemoi shehizgaber habaldovorato, not like the Yetzirah has started working on people nowadays, v'hechlefo emes, and he's switched the truth around, at sheharbe miskapsim rak lishtois, uladaber sichois betelois, where there are many people who get together for Suda Shlishit, to drink, and to speak nonsense, to talk politics, or other sichos betelois, ulehisloitzeitz, to make fun, to make fun of it. Oh, look at that guy. Look at his nose. Look at that jacket he's wearing. That jacket looks like from the put. To make fun of whoever they can. Uladaber kol horois al mi sheyesh boi eizen akudas vemes. And to speak every kind of bad thing in the world they can about anybody who has a little bit of truth. Horoitze lehiskare velhoiskim bebingin akodesh anan. Who wants to try to come close to those who are involved in building the Mishkan. Lekarev nefoshes lashem izbor bemes. To bring people close to Hashem, shehu b'chinas binyan hechal hakodesh kanal, ve'elu haleitzonim, v'hachilkim, v'hamoinim. These people who make fun of the religion, or they make fun of people who are trying to be religious, and they are chilek. They go against them, and they put obstacles in their path to block them. Heim b'chinas ho'erev rav. They are from the category of the Erev Rav, She'osur lekarvon, whereby it's forbidden to be makarav them. Humachmazeh heimizgorim umiskanim kol kach, and it's because of that, because they're so bad, and because they're in such a category that you're not supposed to be makarav them, because of that, they're jealous their soul feels a jealousy and a resentment at shekoshe lamoid kenegdom, to the point where sometimes it's difficult to stand up against them, to stand up to their opposition, to their mockery, to their jokes, you know, where they make fun of a person who's trying to be religious. Ukemuvon bezoyer HaKodesh befrat, as the Zoyer HaKodesh talks about this, befrat beparshas nosoi, daf kufchof hey omid beiz. Mashienase besoif hayomim, where the Zoyer HaKodesh over there speaks about what's going to happen when we get close to the coming of Moshiach, Shehem Hadoirois Shelato, which are our generations today, where the Zohar Kodesh says that this is going to be the problem. The Erev Rav is going to be the problem. There are going to be people who are going to try to turn people away from tzaddikim and away from true tshuva. Al Kain, therefore, Ein Lonu Al Mila Hishoin Kim Al Avinu Shebashamayim. We have no one to turn to. We have no one to rely on other than our Father in heaven. Val koichoi shel zokein hakodosh, and on the power of the great elder, the tzaddik emes, shehem hatzaddiki emes shech neofor, the great tzaddikim who have already passed away, shehem bechina Shabbos. They are the Shabbos. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, like Rabbeinu Zal, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, these great, great tzaddikim, they're the ones who we lean on for support.